This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. For the first time, the artworks of Knoxville painters Buford and Joseph Delaney are being shown together. We dropped by the University of Tennessee's downtown gallery to have a look at the exhibit. This isn't the first time that the University of Tennessee has attempted to show the artworks of Buford and Joseph Delaney together. Sarah McFalls is the collections manager for the Ewing Gallery of Art and Architecture on the UT campus.
In 1970, there was an art historian at UT named Elsa Honig-Fine approached Buford and Joe about having a joint exhibition of their work, and it was going to be in the McClung Galleries, which is in the McClung Museum.
Buford was living in Paris at that time, but he and Joseph agreed to the show.
When the time came for Buford to send his works over, he'd had problems throughout his life with his mental health. He wasn't really in a good place, and he wrote a letter explaining that he wasn't able to participate. And so the show ended up becoming a solo show of Joseph's work in the gallery, and they showed his drawings and parade paintings.
The Delaney brothers' lives in art began early, under the tutelage of another famous Knoxville artist, Lloyd Branson. Buford became Branson's apprentice in his teenage years, studied art in Boston in the 1920s, and moved to New York in 1929, joining the Harlem Renaissance art movement. Joseph followed his brother to New York in 1930, becoming a student at the Art Students League of New York. Buford moved to Paris in 1953. When he died there in 1979, it was Joseph who made sure his artwork made it home to Knoxville.
He took on that responsibility of moving Buford's work and storing it, and he moved it from Paris to New York and then from New York to Knoxville.
Much of Buford's work has been sold to private collectors, though the Knoxville Museum of Art and the Delaney Estate hold a large and diverse collection of his artwork, papers, and correspondence. Joseph spent the last several years of his life here in Knoxville as an artist in residence at the University of Tennessee. He left correspondence, paintings, drawings, and sketchbooks to the university upon his death in 1991. Among the papers are letters to and from Buford.
They may not have seen each other very frequently, but they were constantly writing letters back and forth. They have this really nice, brotherly, affectionate relationship that comes up in their letters, talking about their common friends and their family members. If they couldn't be together in person, they were writing.
At first glance, it's easy to spot the differences in the brothers' paintings and drawings, in their styles, their choices of color, the subject matter. Mike Barry is the manager of the UT Downtown Gallery.
Joe was interested in the urban cityscape, crowds and protests and parades, and Buford's sensibilities were more toward the abstract and the use of color. Buford loved the color yellow, and people, and faces.
But there are resemblances that are striking too, especially when the artwork of each brother is viewed side by side.
Because they're both very accomplished portraiture artists, it's quite extraordinary to have them both in the room. To see the family hand, and knowing a little bit about their history, where that history shows up in their life.
Buford and Joseph Delaney, Lives in Art, is on view at the UT Downtown Gallery through February 27th. For more information, visit our website, wuot.org. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.